Government imposters, why hearts and wallets don't mix, and is your money strategy sound? All coming up on today's episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. I'm your host and purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for people just like you on today's episode with some really great tools to help you improve your wealth, health, wisdom, and pleasurable pursuits. We're going to do that with today's great segment. So first off, government imposters. We're going to talk about what you need to know about the latest phone scams. We're also going to talk about why hearts and wallets don't mix from this week's key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And we have a really great guest again from Freedom Fest, and we're going to be speaking with JP Montez to find out if your money strategies are sound and what you can help do to get involved to make sure that they are. All that coming up on today's episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today. This segment of Unlock Your Wealth Today is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download, especially for Unlock Your Wealth viewers. All you have to do is visit audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth and claim your free book from over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. There has been quite the spate of government imposter scam calls. You have to be very, very careful and vigilant. Now they're posing as U.S. Marshals telling you that if you do not comply by buying some sort of a gift card or doing a wire transfer immediately, that they will find you, arrest you, and throw you in jail. And they're acting like the judge and the jury at the same time. You're not allowed to present a defense because it is guilty, regardless of your innocence. So again, we need to remind you on all of these scam calls that first, don't respond to the folks that are calling you. Do not give up any personal information. Always play that close to the vest. Actually, be inquisitive so you can get as much information as possible from the would-be scammer. Ask them what their name is, if there's a phone callback number because you're on a mobile crappy connection, and if there's a supervisor, the name of their company. Get as much data as you can, and then if they are posing as one of your credit cards or a legitimate government agency, then you can always take and find that phone number on your own and call in to verify that, in fact, that there is an issue. But again, the IRS does not call you. Government agencies will not call you if you owe them money. They always respond via first-class mail. So that's how you need to pay attention to these things. But scammers are getting hip to that too. So be wary of what's in your mailbox, just like you are with your inbox and viruses and phishing scams. Always be aware of what's in your physical mailbox as well. For more great resources to help you protect your identity and avoid frauds and scams, visit my website at moneycreditandyou.com. Coming up next, I'm so excited to talk about this week's key and why hearts and wallets don't mix. You're watching Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. Stay tuned for more after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. This week's key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, well, it's take emotion out of the picture. If you haven't had the opportunity to join us, I do a Facebook Live each and every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific. I'd love to have you join me at our Facebook fan page. It's at facebook.com/Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And this is where you get the key in its entirety, and you have the opportunity to ask questions live and also receive this week's key strategy just by inboxing me on Facebook or Instagram. My Instagram handle is @UnlockYourWealth. If you inbox me for this week's key, you'll always get a great strategy for nothing, free, gratis. One of my second favorite F words. Isn't it great? Now, you can get that too. All you have to do, again, is inbox me at Unlock Your Wealth Radio or at Instagram at Unlock Your Wealth. So today's key, for those of you who are not familiar with the Keys to Riches, It's a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, 1 week at a time. Now, this particular key falls under our physiology first umbrella, if you will, because this is a biology-based approach to success and money management. We have to think about how we make effective decisions in the way the brain processes information. And that's why when we get emotional, whether it's extreme anger, whether it's extreme fear, extreme love, in any case, any extreme emotion can cloud our decision-making capabilities. And that's what we discussed in this week's key on our Facebook Live. So I want you to be a part of this because what we need to do is be passionate in our lives. You hear about passion all the time. It's the buzzword. Everybody's talking about this catchphrase. And what does it mean to be passionate and be able to be financially free? Well, simply it means, how do we keep our passions in perspective? How do we love what we do and earn and build wealth? But then how do we also at the same time balance that with impartiality? So we got to go from passion to impartiality when it comes to making investments and expenditures. And you'll learn all about that if you visit this week's show on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio. I'm so excited to bring you this week's guest. We have JP Cortez from the Sound Money Defense League. And you're probably wondering, what does that mean? Well, as policy director, he's going to answer that from our Freedom Fest interview. Let's take and watch.
Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth today, and I'm really thrilled about my next guest, and it's JP Cortez, and we're going to talk about Sound Money Defense.
Sound Money, that's right, Sound Money Defense League.
So why would it, okay, I have a lot of questions. Let's just start it. Sure. What is a Sound Money Defense League?
So the Sound Money Defense League is a national and state level sound money advocacy group. So we're of the belief that the Constitution says gold and silver are money. The market has said gold and silver are money. The dollars in your wallet are not money. And so we go around removing the barriers, the obstacles that government puts in the way of people owning and using gold and silver, and these things making their way back into our financial system.
So how does not being on the gold standard anymore impact that? Because the dollar is just supposed to be a representation now,
right?
The paper money.
Right. Yeah, so in 71, when Nixon closed the gold window, We have seen the private banking cartel really control money in a way that has become this really insidious process where everything is touched and everything is negatively affected by this paper money that doesn't have any real value. So what I try to do is normally on a state level, but also on a federal level, to remove the disincentives, remove sales tax on gold and silver, remove income tax, strike legal tender laws, allow for strong protections for gold clause contracts. So by removing the disincentives that the state puts in the way of gold and silver use and ownership, we're hoping that we can reintroduce gold and silver in a meaningful way to America's financial system.
So Bitcoin has been pretty popular in cryptocurrencies.
Sure.
Because they're trying to escape the centralized regulation
of
money.
Of course.
So how can you overcome those hurdles? They were just able to just do something all on their own, but you're trying to go back to a method of exchange, because that's essentially what money is.
Right.
It's currency. It's just a tool of exchange. Mm-hmm. Trading in Atlas Shrugged terms, trading my best efforts for the best efforts of others.
Sure.
So how does removing these disincentives push forth your cause?
So by removing sales tax, by removing income tax, we're hoping, if nothing else, we're starting a conversation and we're telling people, hey, listen, this financial system that you've grown up in, you know, the dollars in your wallet, these aren't worth anything. Markets decide what money is. These aren't things that happen through government decree. These are things that have to go through this spontaneous, robust process. And the market decides and determines what is money, and as Mises defined money as just the most marketable commodity. So by removing the disincentives to use gold and silver, the idea is, if nothing else, we're starting a conversation and pointing our finger at the politicians that are waging, you know, these wars and welfare states that they wouldn't be able to do if not for this terrible inclusion and manipulation of the financial system that we live in today. And I think the Bitcoin guys, the crypto community, is doing a really incredible job at being proactive as far as, you know, the government wants to get its fingers in everything, right, and regulate everything. And I think they're being proactive, at least on a state level that I've seen, where they're already working to make sure that crypto exchanges, crypto transactions aren't being taxed. Mm-hmm. Because you're just exchanging money, like, in a lot of times, at least for gold and silver, when you exchange a dollar, for example, for four quarters at a gas station, you're just exchanging one form of money for another. And there's no reason that there should be a tax on that. You would say that that's ridiculous if a gas station...
Yeah, because it's not a transaction.
Right. You're just exchanging one form of money for another.
Right.
So why are we charging taxes on exchanging dollar bills, which aren't real money, for the record? But why are we charging taxes, levying taxes on that exchange when you're just exchanging, ostensibly, money for money?
Right. Well, and I think that there's a transaction in between.
Between gold, like exchanging a $100 bill for a few ounces of silver? You think there is a difference between that?
Oh, no. Okay, so I'm sorry.
No, right. No problem.
I was on another tangent, so forgive me for that.
No, no problem.
So when we think of this, though, so how did the tax get started on gold and silver to begin with?
I think it happens as kind of innocently as all taxes do. Your revenue-hungry politicians in the early 1900s, I think, is when we saw the first state-mandated sales tax. And that just kind of bled out to whether you're buying a hamburger or a T-shirt or a Silver Eagle. You're in many states, you still have to pay taxes on that. And we're working to eliminate those taxes. For example, in Wyoming, we recently passed a bill that eliminates all sales and income tax on any sort of precious metals transaction. In Idaho, we're working to remove income tax on gold and silver. In Arizona, we recently passed the income tax bill, an income tax exemption on gold and silver. So the idea is to, you know, people, historically, gold and silver have been a great hedge, if nothing else. So people have this opportunity to protect themselves, and government is getting in the way of them doing that. And morally, that's wrong. Ethically, and just politically, I think it's unwise. So we're trying to go through and fix these injustices, really, that the states have mandated upon people. Because a lot of this stuff stems from the federal level, but there are a lot of really practical steps that the states can take, too.
Okay. Now, so are these taxes mostly starting at a statewide level that we're having to try to combat just for the exchange part of it?
Yeah. As far as the sales tax, yes, that is the case. And as on the federal level, the income tax is a big problem. And I know we've got some great legislation coming through. I've heard Grover Norquist and Ted Cruz kind of talk about the income tax. Alex Mooney from West Virginia is also talking about removing income tax. So we're seeing, if nothing else, a lot of noise, and there's conversation that's starting to happen around freeing gold and silver from the shackles that kind of the bureaucracy has put them in.
So if folks want to learn more or get involved with sound money, the sound money defense strategies, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So our website is soundmoneydefense.org. I'm available on Twitter, JPCortez27. We also have a Twitter, Sound Money has a Twitter, soundmoneydef, @soundmoneydef. And I'm available. My contact information's on the email, or rather on the website. My email's there. I'm available for any questions. I'm happy to talk to people about this because it's something that we're truly passionate about. And I see that we're making a difference. We're getting wins and we're making a difference.
Well, thank you very much. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthToday.com is here where you can visit JP's show page and get the links to all of his stuff and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhall. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.